The regulations flesh out more details for carrying out Virginia's new voter ID law. The state will mail free ID cards to all registered voters. Those who don't show proof of identity at the polls would cast provisional ballots. They would then need to bring, email, fax, or mail a copy of an authorized document by noon on Friday. State Board of Elections Secretary Donald Palmer said the few public comments the board received expressed concern about whether provisional voters would be told what they need to do.
They do receive the provisional ballot notice, and it has all the information. There was a few comments in there on this issue, but it has the fax number, the address, the telephone number in which they can contact, the due date for the evidence to come in. So I think that we can provide some recommended language.
But that later phone call would be optional. The board also drew names to decide which political party will be listed first on the November ballot. The Republicans won. Some observers believe undecided voters may choose the first name listed, which can be pivotal in a close election. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.